of Steam Steel and Murder, back with part 2 to session 24 in our Deadlands Tales from the Shattered Coast adventure. The players were Sharon, Richard, and Jameis. Nothing more to say tonight, so let's get right into the game. Session 24, part 2. And we're back, and we're heading to the cliffside sea cave in the dark. Torches, and you have a ghost following you. It's very cold, by the way. I don't think anyone had the foresight to think of bringing any warm weather clothing with them.
We didn't.
No, not usually. Well, one of us could spin a chip and make a retroactive smartphone.
As we are going along, I will say, I wonder if we are being too tough. The old man did say, do not trust the crow.
Well, if you're right about the old man, then...
Well, yes, but we do not know one way or the other. But if you...
He's in there a bit, shall we say, dog-like when I fit him.
That is true. I did not think of that.
I immediately thought of that. That's what I thought gave it away. Because when you said that he was the wolf, I thought, oh, that's right, he did act a bit wolf, didn't he? Yeah, good picking up on that.
It was just he was there.
Everybody make me vigor rolls. It is much colder than it seems it should be.
Something is sapping our strength.
Vigor. What's this vigor you talk about?
Oh, someone made it really well there.
I didn't make it.
That wasn't Luke. All right. So no. If you want to chip that and reroll it, you can. But what's going to end up happening is you're going to get a point of fatigue if you fail.
One chip only.
And that'll do it handily. Just thinking back to those cold Canadian winters. Luke, you've gone soft, you say. All right. Your trip to the cliffside is it's uneventful other than the somewhat unnatural cold.
As we go, can she tell us anything about the cave?
She knows that there's power there that she can't touch, but she does have influence over the tide.
Does she know about the having a guardian?
Not that she's been able to sense, no.
Okay.
But then again, you know, she can't sense the guy.
Everything.
It's hard to tell. But you make it to the cliffside. You know, the water is breaking against the cliffs below you. You really can't make out the cave as your light source doesn't go far enough down. But you don't see the old man anywhere.
Nope. We suspect we may not, if substances are right. We proceed down to the cave entrance, and she's with us, so she knows when to quiet the tide. And
oh, you want to scale down the cliff?
Well, we go down there however we get down there. I don't know what the best... I assume we could walk down there? I don't know.
No, that's just it. I mean, it's a sheer drop down to the cliff below.
Okay. We go down to the beach and go around the outside.
How far is it?
The beach doesn't go all the way around this side of the island. It just becomes a sheer rock wall from where you are.
How far is it from where the beach starts?
How far is it from here to the cave?
Straight down? Direct. About
30
feet.
30 feet. I cast more walking on all of us and we go in.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, so you want her... Okay, so, well, she starts singing another song and the winds... rise. It becomes even colder around you, but it seems that the wind is pushing back the crashing tide, so it it creates kind of a lull in the water right near the cave entrance. Some of the cave is still beneath the water, but the waves aren't crashing into it anymore.
I am going to instruct Dragon to stay here with a nice ghost lady.
You get the internet. Are you crazy?
Do you want to come down there into the seawater with us?
Dragon will stay.
I'm thinking of you, Dragon.
So everybody grab hands in a line and...
Okay. You'll probably be in the middle.
I'm at the front. That.
Okay. Well, so I thought Sarah and us would have been holding torches while you sort of led us.
Well, it's the I grab hold of Sarah's hand, Sarah grabs hold of your hand.
Okay.
And you grab hold of Eddie's hand, and we sort of run down the wall. So that everybody is touching one another.
La, 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 la,
yep,
la,
skipping along, that sort of thing.
Yes, Eddie grabs Dragon by the tail, and...
Let's see if you are successful in casting your spell.
Yeah.
Yep.
There you go. It costs quite a lot of power points, but there we go.
Okay. Sure. You get down to the sea cave. It's about half submerged in water. And it is quite dark.
You have torches. So much good as it does.
Yeah, I go would run along the ceiling of the cave if
not enough room. The cave is half submerged, and there's barely enough room to stand up.
Right. Okay.
Tall enough to begin with.
Okay, we go in.
Get in and start wading.
The water is calm, so you don't have to swim. You can walk, but it's quite
it's good because we can't swim. we made really good vigor rolls, so we're fine.
We didn't. Well,
no,
vigor rolls. Two of you did. I made a moderate one.
I assume Minnie made it.
So everyone's going in.
Yeah.
Even yep. Luke. Yeah, not Luke, I'm sorry. Even Young into the dark cave.
Yes, you will hear him chanting something in Chinese. The effect of, I am a brave, strong dragon. I will venture into dark places to face my fears. Just repeating the mantra over and over again.
What is that disadvantage? A minor or a major?
Minor. So -2 to all my rolls. Mechanic.
But you can force yourself to do it without a roll. Okay.
There's ever a roll to do it, but yeah.
Right. It's pretty tight, and the rocks down here are encrusted with all kind of barnacles and seaweed. You raise your torch up high as you're going down. It's basically a chasm that's been cut into the side of the island, and a bit of walking through the water, and you find what now is a very familiar shape as your light shows the petroglyph on the wall. It's deeply carved into the back wall.
All right. Hello, Guardian, hello. No, nothing? Okay. Do we all want to put blood on the, or just one of us? The magic nature of the magic is not exactly well defined.
We might, if it costs us nothing, we should all do
okay.
it. But looking around, there's no, well, no,
those of us don't remember to bleed when they get cut.
I will not.
Yeah, but why will you not?
I don't want to cut myself.
Yep, no, Luke will.
In that kind of water? Man, infection? Yeesh.
I wrap it with a hanky.
You cut yourself and you bleed on the glyph?
Yep.
Okay. It seems to luminesce for a moment as your blood comes into contact with it. Feel a little bit of tingling in your hand where the wound is.
Is anyone else doing it?
Yes. I said I was as well.
Okay. Same thing.
Yes. That's good. And there's nothing else in this cave as far as we can
tell? No. It doesn't branch off or anything. It's just the water had been exploiting, a breach in the cliff and just had widened it over time.
Then this is something I suggest we don't stay any longer than we need to. Eddie, if you want to bleed, up to you. Stand if you don't, because as Sarah says, it's infection, water.
You notice the water is now risen a bit.
Let's get going.
Up near your chest.
It's time to go.
I do not think I will be able to get us to run up the wall again. I'm not certain I can get us to grip onto it as we swim out, if you see what I mean.
You guys backtrack, and by the time you come to the end of the cave, the water is well up to, high chest level. The water seems to be coming in further. Like, the waves are still being held back by the wind, but the wind seems to have slacked a little bit. You can still hear her singing above, but the singing has become muted.
Probably hear someone meowing along with it.
Caterwauling. Okay, yeah, so you guys are bobbing the water as more of this water starts to come in. You can feel a current now. It seems that she's her control over the waves are starting to diminish, as you can now feel a current starting to pull.
We should have brought a rope and attached it to the top. Too late. Mm-hmm.
Well, a house.
Are we out of the cave?
You're out of the cave. Yes.
All right.
You're just kind of bobbing in this, not quite as calm water now as it's starting to have current build up again.
Swim in the direction of wherever the beach was. Then I guess that's...
All right. It's gonna cause you to have to leave this area where the water is calmer. So as you swim out, you're going to be...
You're gonna hit the rough area.
It's either swim or climb, and at least one of us can climb, has a climb skill, so I wouldn't need to be spending chips on that. So, how easy is it to scale?
You want to start climbing and find out. As it's dark.
Well, we came down here. We know how what the rock was like when we came down.
It's rough. I mean, so there are handholds, but it's also very cold out. It's going to be difficult, but it's
just like that versus swimming.
Mm-hmm. Depends on how good of a swimmer you are versus a climber, now, isn't it?
I'm exactly the same, but I'm saying at least one of us has a climbing skill. Yeah, I mean, if people got climbing skills, then we'll just might as well go for climbing. I've got neither, so one's as good as the other.
Yeah.
That's about what you figure, then.
Yeah.
Fine. I figure climbing is probably the hell you know versus the hell you don't know, so.
Yep.
Climbing!
Alright, so everyone's going to try to climb?
Yep.
Okay. Well, that's only -4 to your roll.
Yeah, on top of the -2 for being untrained.
Wow.
Yeah. A lot of it has to do with it's the coldness of the night, you're soaked to the bone.
Yep.
And you're also climbing in the dark because you can't hold onto a torch as you climb.
Yep.
You clutch the burning torch in my teeth. Yes, that's clever.
I wonder about that. I think you're talking about throwing it up there first, but then that was not a reach.
No, it's 30 foot. That's a long way to go.
No, it didn't work.
Oh, wow. As Luke falls back into the water.
how difficult would it be to get onto the cliff for them so that they're just above the waterline?
Well, if they can manage a positive number have a negative, then they could get onto the cliff.
All right.
Right now, they're not able to get themselves out of the water, really. All right. Okay. So here's what happens. You guys try to scale for a bit. You're just not able to get a good purchase on the rock. So it costs you time. And so now the current is much stronger. You guys are being shoved around a bit more now, and you can see that some of those waves are definitely.
I am going to spend a red chip on my roll and add a d6.
Okay.
Ooh, give him chip.
Yep.
Even a red chip would help me too much. Although I think someone's got a blue chip.
I've got a blue chip.
Yeah, it's up to you. I wouldn't bother.
Pow! I make a four. I make a success.
So you're on the cliff face, and you're able to scale it just fine.
All right, I'm going to try this again, climbing up the cliff.
Okay.
So we get a bigger minus?
Not right now, no. So you...
You're on zero, then.
So you're at zero. Okay, so you still haven't got a positive number, so you're still not able to get onto the cliff.
Can I spend a chip on that?
You can. A white one is a reroll. A red or blue one, you can add a d6.
I'm gonna spend my blue chip.
Okay.
I'm going under.
If you...
Okay, so you're on the cliff face, and you're out of the water, but you're not making a lot of headway. Okay.
All
you're
right.
Out of the water, Sarah.
Okay.
My idea, now that I am at the top, is that I can cast Wall Walking on myself, run down, grab hold of whoever's there, and get them with the Wall Walking. Well, possibly, if I manage to cast it, and then have them run back up with me, and keep doing that for ferrying people.
Okay,
if they can get onto the cliff.
Sarah is on the cliff now, and she's not making any headway, but she's clinched onto the side of the cliff, and she can't make any headway up, but she's out of the water. Luke just fell back in.
Yep. How's Eddie doing? Is he dog paddling around the beach?
See, this is Eddie's human form. Eddie is climbing.
Yeah, see, that's why we picked climbing. Woo.
He got it with his. Yep. Yeah.
Yeah, he's good.
Yeah, he's climbing up just fine on his own.
Yeah.
All right.
Blub, blub, blub. Blub, 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 blub,
blub. Yeah.
So you don't have a blue or red chip you could use.
I've got a red, but that won't help me.
Oh, you'd need a five, cool. Yeah.
All right.
So, I'll spend a white. Just to see what I can get. So that's 2 minus 4. Because I suspect the next roll is going to be worse.
Hey, you got a zero.
Does that get me clinging, or does that get me...
No. You have to get a positive number to get on the cliff.
Okay, see, now I can spend a red chip to get it. Sort of. All right. And it gives me another chip. And I succeed.
Are you?
I thought I did. I'm pretty sure I rolled a 4. It's not taking my rolls. Roll, take my roll. See, it did that. I got a 4, then a 5, then I got a 1.
If you rolled a 4, I'll take your word for it. You rolled a 4, that's fine. So that gets you up the cliff. So Sarah's the only one stuck. So if you want to wall walk down there, Luke, or Young.
I make my one to get down there, grab hold of her, and I don't try to pull her up there without casting wall walking on her. Mm-hmm. Come on, quickly. I'll run or jog around her going, it's easy, come on.
So when you get up, what you find is the ghost is still there singing.
Wow. Sorry. She can run faster than I can up the wall now. You can actually use the run action with that as well. So you're really motivated to get out of that wall.
Cold! The ghost is still singing, but she's becoming weaker because as you're watching, she's actually starting to fade from view. You actually see bits and pieces of her, like it looks like she's being gouged out of her, and she's been trying to continue on. Once she sees that you're all up, she disappears, just vanishes.
Right. Off to read.
I swish around in the dark at the sort of spaces where the gouges were being taken out, as I expect the spectral wolf is attacking at that point, or whatever it is, just to see if I connect with anything that's invisible.
So, yeah, you flail around and try to make... Yeah. There does not seem to be anything there that you can interact with.
It was just a vague idea.
Mm-hmm. Okay, first thing, make another fire and get warmed up.
I'll remember that you had the Epiphany card, which could have given you a D6 in climbing. Never mind.
Still even Epiphany, yeah, isn't it?
Yeah, still.
Does that give me... Well, we've still got an hour or so left. Might have another use for it, or another card. We haven't even been using our cards much.
No.
I see an old friend, I'll pay contact. Hey, what are you doing on this island?
All right, so you start a fire to get yourselves warmed up.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes.
Okay.
Sarah passes around a flask.
Oddly, Sarah, you're not really cold. Oddly enough, you're not really cold.
All right. We have watches. And, well, unless something else happens. We said watches and till morning. I don't know.
Do we?
Oh, I assume we said watches, but I don't know if we make it till morning. More the question is.
Why would we say? I suppose he might come back.
All right, so then you're just going to try to stick it out till morning around your fire?
Mm-hmm.
All right, in which case you are unmolested till morning.
Dawn breaks and all hell breaks loose, right?
No. You're still on the far side of the island from where your boat is.
Yep. We head for the boat for now.
Yes. Because you're just looking out for
the find a Chinese guy. Yes. Yep. Right. I wonder if me feeding him yesterday helped at all.
So you continue to the other side of the island where your boat's waiting for you, and you're trying to look for the caretaker while you're at it.
We've got an eye out for the caretaker as we go.
Give me notice rolls.
Yeah, we just have to go back to the boat at least and say, "Hey, we're still alive."
Boom! I see things. Plus two notice rolls made to avoid surprise and tactical situations because I'm a scout.
I don't see anything.
Luke and Young, you both find a trail. It's by someone barefooted. As you remember, the guy was barefooted.
Back to the boat, or do we track this guy? How fresh the track?
Fresh.
I say follow it.
If we are looking to help the ghost, then yes, following it easy way.
All right. If we lose the boat, we'll have to wait some other way to get back to shore.
We can swim. I am sure it is not too far. Or we could send Eddie back to the boat while we venture in.
I want Eddie with us.
Okay. It was just an idea.
Yeah, I know. I had exactly the same thought. I want Eddie with us.
It is not as if they are going to leave immediately because we are not there.
No.
At the worst thing we can do is start a fire.
Yep. We'll get attention somehow.
Yes. You can do things.
Because I'm assuming that you guys started moving as soon as there was light enough to see.
Yep. Yeah.
All right. Well, the tracks seem to take you, in the direction of the lean-to.
Okay. Would the boat captain know Morse code?
You don't know. You have no idea if he does or not.
I probably have a fairly good idea. I've been talking with him and stuff, and I know telegraph.
Roll a die. Even odd. Even he knows it, odd he doesn't.
Even I know he knows it, odd I don't know he knows it. Odd.
I have no idea.
He might do. I expect he should, because he's a boat captain, but I can't guarantee it.
Well, we could always send up smoke signals. Start a small fire, send up a quick message using smoke signals, and hope he sees it and understands it.
Yeah, well, we've got a bit of time at the moment, so we'll just continue on.
Well, the tracks are definitely leading back to the lean-to shelter you had found yesterday.
Uh-huh.
Continue on?
Head in that direction,
yep.
Yes.
Okay. The old man is outside of the shelter. He has a fire pit going, and he seems to be roasting some fish.
Oh, nice. Hello, old man.
Hello there. Still alive, I see.
Yep. Hey, do you know anything about a wolf?
No, but I have eel.
sticks a he sticks a you know there's a stick with an eel shoved out on the end that's been baking it over the fire. He hands to you.
We're looking
Sorry, how is Dragon reacting towards him? Is he hissing at him?
He's hissing at everything.
I know he is, but it's just.
Well, I mean, Dragon is, I assume, still on Luke.
Yeah. Yep.
So, do you want to throw Dragon at him? Do you want to get Dragon closer to him? He doesn't seem to like the guy. I mean, he cowers a little bit more on Luke when Luke reaches forward to get the eel.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was looking for. That's fine. I interrupted whatever you were saying.
Eel. James. That's all he was saying.
Yes. Jameis.
I can't remember if I was saying anything. Oh, so do you know anything about a wolf? That's what I was asking about. Looking for a wolf.
Ah, the wolf's here!
So, the ghosts whisper to you?
So the ghosts talk all the time! Did you hear them?
I did. Do you look to remove the ghosts from here?
I leave the ghosts alone. They leave me alone.
Do they?
You guys trying to...
No, I've just had a sudden thought. Are you sure the ghosts don't operate? Sure the ghosts that you consume don't try and speak messages on that cave back there?
Oh, you say that out loud?
I said it out loud.
Okay.
I don't have subtlety. I told you guys, I don't have subtlety. So I just suddenly realized what that cave was. Okay, we fight now.
We'll see.
Okay, just a minute here.
Oh dear.
And you kept Eddie with you, right?
Oh, hell yeah. See? Don't get pity. I'm not stupid, as I am looking. I'm pretty stupid, but not that stupid.
Okay. Okay, so since you suspect this guy is something, I'm not going to assume you're surprised or anything. But yeah, when you bald face, Luke says that, you know, that he eats spirits, his demeanor completely changes. And, you guys want to open up the initiative tracker?
No, we don't. No, we don't want to do any such thing. Told you.
Eddie goes first, and actually, here, let me make it so you can all see. There you go. Eddie goes first, yeah, but the old man basically springs to attack. It's well enough telegraphed that Eddie is able to respond there. Who wants to take control of Eddie?
Just moving things around at the moment. Okay, right. All right, where are we? Well, he's attacking. What's his... Okay, I'm as well then. Given that we've been talking about it, he's not surprised. So.
Nope, not surprised at all. As you guys were expecting something funny to happen here. Eddie has a D8 fighting.
Okay. Well, so do I. I'll just roll mine, because he's a wild card. Mm-hmm. So I'll roll mine. And he's a 5. Yep. Not good enough.
The old man definitely parries, and he is going to attack. And let's see. Since Eddie reacted first, actually, he is going to attack Eddie first.
Harsh, but fine. To be honest, harsh, but fine. Because he's not a PC. Oh, dear. Well, so much for Eddie. He can heal.
Well, he is wearing the thing at the moment.
He heals anyway, even without it.
He just heals a lot slower.
Yeah, but he still heals a lot better than we do.
Actually, Sorry, that's not right. What's he got?
Should have a raise at least.
Yeah, no, what he did is he grabs a piece of wood as he attacks. So it's a club, basically. So just another D6 with that. Strength and D6. So 7 points.
And that is a raise as well.
No, that was with the raise.
No, that he does get another D6. A club is strength plus D6.
Yeah.
So he does get another D6 for the raise. So there we go. 11.
He's got a toughness of 5. That's one in a wound. A stun in a wound.
Yep. So Eddie is stunned. And wounded. Okay. Young. Yep. He seemed to have gone feral on you. He's foaming at the mouth. He's holding a club or a bit of driftwood that's a nice thick piece of wood that he's just... clubbed Eddie nearly senseless with.
He's going to take Young on in hand-to-hand fighting. We'll just sit back and watch.
I'm just wondering if I can play Turncoat. Is he a minor foe? Can I bribe him to perform a small favor of Harry Carey? Well, I will adopt the dragon stance then, and I will close in on the nasty, nasty wolf guy, whatever he is, and... I will just dispatch him with a single blow. I will just tap him.
He's an old Chinese guy. Yeah.
Yes. I know he just took out the werewolf who has savaged me on several occasions, but I am certain that I can take him out with a single shot. Yes. Well, there you go. That is
a palpable hit. It's a palpable hit.
Yep. His parry is 6.
That's a raise.
Hit while they raise. So I hit him with. Oh, where are they all? Raking talons! Pow! Oh! That is done. Not a particularly good thing.
Yeah, he's got a toughness of 8.
So that is. I shake him with that. If there are no special things for him being a wolfy, horrible thing.
Okay.
Your blow seems
and then,
to...
And then I move out of the way of the other... no, I stand...
Gang up bonus!
Yeah, I was just thinking, I move away so that when he moves next to me, I get a first strike, but no, I'll just then.
Okay, taking advantage of the gang up bonus, I'm going to move in, drawing out my bit of the pagoda stake, and step at he! I don't need a quick draw. So does that count as a...
Let's see.
If you're drawing a weapon, that's an action. So
it's an action, yeah. So it's two actions.
Don't know whether the club is a...
Using the pagoda stick. I'm trying to poke him with it, actually, because I want to try and get some of the pagoda as such in him. Mm-hmm. So I'm more trying to just poke him with it.
So using it like a knife, really.
Yeah. So fighting at -2? For the draw?
You know what? You're using it like a knife. I mean, really, you're trying to plunge it into him. So, you know what? Nah, just go ahead and use fighting. I'll buy that it could be used like a knife.
Not with that roll.
It doesn't do much good anyway.
I stab myself. Oh, even with the gang up bonus, it doesn't help. I stab myself.
Sarah.
Yeah, Sarah is actually going to lash out and punch him and then... move out of the way.
Okay.
Stay in for the ganger bonus.
Yeah. And that doesn't do much.
Nope. Not at all.
We're doing really well.
All right. Luke, you're going to go first with an ace of spades.
Yep. Same deal. I haven't moved, so I now get... No, that maximum doesn't count. But I do hit.
Yep. Parry is 6. So it's a hit.
The raise...
Well, you didn't. No, you don't need to account for that. Don't worry.
Okay, I don't know if doing with the pagoda is anything special, but this is my roll for...
17.
Not bad.
Toughness of 8.
Wow.
So I just rolled normal... I just rolled knife there. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, no, it's not going to do that much damage, actually.
Yeah.
Okay, so let me figure this out.
Well, that's definitely a 10 because that's the D6 from the extra. So my strength is a D4.
What is a normal knife, not a Bowie knife?
I assume it's a D4 plus. Well, currently the Bowie knife is a D4 plus 1 plus strength.
So I guess a regular knife is probably a D4.
It's probably not with the plus 1, right?
Okay, so it's 16 then.
16, okay. Well, toughness of 8.
So it's 8, 12, 16.
Is that 3 raises?
Just 2 raises on there.
2 raises, okay.
Well, it's 8, 12, 16.
So that's 2 wounds.
2 wounds, right. Okay.
Yeah. Although he's already shaken, so I don't know if that... Does that first shaken count as a wound then?
No, it is easier to wound somebody when they're shaken. It's not easy to heavily wound somebody.
Okay.
They take 1 wound for every raise. If you don't get a raise and they're already shaken and you get their toughness, they take a wound.
All right, so just take the minimum of 1 wound.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, well, the first thing that happens is he gets his fast regeneration. And so he's no longer... He still has a wound because he only got rid of 1, so that would make him otherwise still shaken. So I'm going to spend a chip to make him not shaken, but he'll still have 1 wound. And Luke, since you were the one that just stepped in, apparently he was surprised that you hurt him, actually. So, in a frenzy.
We all.
To bash your brains in.
This is where I die.
Nope, not with a roll like that. Okay. And Young.
There are 2 people standing next to one another. Standing next to him as well. Sarah stood to the ground.
I don't know if Sarah stood or not.
Oh,
did you stay there, Sarah, or did you move away?
Well, I went to move away.
Okay. Just 2 of us.
Eddie's shaking, so he's not going to be able to help with that.
That is good. Okay, well, I will... it appears he needs to go down very quickly, so I will use both fists this time, attacking straight up after the other. And I will wild attack. So I will add to the attack and the damage. As he targeted Luke, I think he will target Luke again this round. Or he had better do.
You still got a really high parry anyway, so it's not like it's
Is he considered armed?
Yes.
He's
got a club, so he's armed.
Yes, he is armed. Okay. There's a bonus for armed people against unarmed people.
Is he considered a wild card?
No.
Oh, well. Okay.
I'm sorry.
He is a wild card.
I thought you had been rolling wild.
No, I've only been rolling a single die for him.
Okay.
Yeah. Really? Okay. I will remedy that.
All right. Go ahead, Young. All right, so he takes a fist to the face.
Barely. Six, so that'll hit.
So that's barely a hit. Okay. And that's plus 2 damage because it's a wild attack as well. So having unleashed raking talons on him this time, I have Arms of Destruction.
Ooh.
Okay.
You destruct him.
Shaken
a raise.
Yep. You actually think that you should have phased him a bit more than that. You expected to come back with your raking talons with some blood and flesh, but it seems that you merely distracted him with your attack.
Yeah. Well, I am unleashing with my other fist as well, so that comes off as well. -2 off. And take plus 1. Take a fighting attack to the face. I will unleash it on his ribs this time. And that is, again, barely a hit. But still.
Just a bit of the mouth.
I will hit him with maiming fists this time.
You maim.
Once again, yeah, you go in for the body blows and you unleash a flurry there, but it's like... It feels like you're hitting something that just, it's not giving like flesh should give. Sarah.
Okay. First off, I'm going to play a card. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Ooh. Nice. Creation of the scene.
Oh. On an opposing wild card, your attacks and damage against him are made at +2 for the duration of the scene.
Oh, you got the invulnerability card, Young. Play your invulnerability card.
Okay.
Yes.
And then I am going to attempt to actually strike him in the... I'm going to try to strike him again and punch him.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, that's beats his parry by 1.
Okay.
Now.
Beats his parry, okay. That's all that matters.
Yep. So that is, now what do I roll for damage for that?
Just your fist is his strength.
Your strength, yeah.
Oh, okay.
+2. Because of the...
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Alright, so it's my strength.
And you were pretty strong. Whoa! You smack him good.
Ooh, that was a good shot.
Yep. And you have the same problem that Luke does there. As you strike him, and you definitely feel like it was a good solid strike. It should do more damage than it did. And it's you know, he's not pliable. Like, you hit him, and he's very solid. It doesn't even feel like flesh, really. And so, yeah, unfortunately, it does no more damage.
What's Eddie's vigor dice?
Eddie has a vigor of D8.
Okay, I think this is a D8, so that should be... Yep, he's just unshaken then. Unshaken. Nope.
All right, next round. Young, you go first.
I'd say sing her song.
Ooh, interesting idea. I have an idea of my own.
I can't speak. I can't sing Chinese. So you go.
I can't remember what the song is. Did Sarah move out of range again? She moving in and then running away again to avoid to close back.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, but Eddie is not shaken now, so he's engaged.
Yep.
Interesting. Okay. I am going to again. Got to take this guy down quickly. He's withstood blows to his torso, so I am going to try and aim for his head and see if that makes any difference. Not, I will try something else next round.
Well, why don't you play the card?
Because I want to see if I can do it just without needing to use the card.
What? That's what they're there for. You can play two of them anyway.
So you're
going to
do a headshot.
So I do a headshot, which a headshot is -4. However, I'm wild attacking at him at the same time, so I'm leaving myself open to attack. So that's +4 all told. So -4. So flat roll. And fighting attack goes off. Pow!
Ooh!
21.
I think a 21.
Nice!
But yeah, well, the headshots are +4, +8. +6?
+4.
That's all.
But you can also get a raise. So yeah, while he's there, I will hit him with my destroying talons and see if it actually does anything to him. If not, we have learned a valuable lesson. His head is no more vulnerable. Yeah.
13.
So really?
He's already moved
that.
Once. He has a toughness of 8.
So that is a shaken and 1 wound. Yeah.
Okay. So unfortunately,
that is 1.
It does not seem to do him any further damage.
So his head is as hard as his whatever else it is.
It would appear to be so.
Ah. I tell.
Luke.
Okay, as I go to say, we go, Kakor, Kakor, get over here, Crow, Kakor, a freaking Kakor. Stabbing him. I meet his parryness.
Yes.
If you succeed, if you meet?
Yes, you equal it.
Okay. This -1. Can't be bothered. Nah, yeah. Do you like this stick? It's a nice stick. I just sort of knock it on his body a bit.
What happens is, he, as you swing with him with the piece of the shattered pagoda, like he, instead of just standing there and taking the blows from your companion, he, you know, visibly shrinks away from it. And that's why it doesn't quite have any real damage there. Eddie. If you want to take control of Eddie there, Luke, what does Eddie do?
Just checking something. Right, Eddie is going to roundhouse fist because that's what Eddie does. Unless someone can think of something more intelligent for you to do. Okay. Oh, plus something for gang up, plus two for gang up. Oh, with the gang up, yes. What is his punchy? What's his punch?
It's a D8 strength.
Bah.
he's actually a lot better when he's not got the manacle on, but he doesn't ever take it off if he doesn't have to now.
All right. So, Sunita, which of us are you going to attack?
First thing is he does fast regeneration.
He's shaky first. He can do that even when he's shaken?
Yeah, sure can. He actually can do it even if he's dead.
Reaction.
Oh, don't just give it away.
Six, 10. Okay, so that gets rid of his shaken and his wound.
And he can.
And he acts. Let me think. You're actually the only one that seems to be doing a lot to him, Luke. So unfortunately, he's coming after you. And he gets this feral look in his face, and the human exterior sloughs off. And what happens is just like vertically oriented mouth erupts out of the head. And it's all the flesh and the humanness is ripped aside. And it's this big, grasping mouth that comes out at you. And this is now a fear. minus six.
So that's minus six on top of the minus four for the
area? No, that's included.
Minus six. Yeah.
He's a minus two fear creature, so minus six total.
I presume that's everybody as well. So, wow.
Yeah.
Not just...
But you can't really act until your turn, so you'll do it at the beginning of your turns.
Alright, so that doesn't count then. That roll doesn't count then.
Well, no, it does, because he's attacking you, so...
Okay.
We should really make it all now.
Yeah, let's do it all now, and then the effect will happen.
Because it's now that we're... we'll get shaken, possibly. Yeah.
What's Eddie's guts roll?
Eddie's got a D8. It's got a D8 almost everything.
Okay. What's his grit?
Two.
Minus four all up for him, and then this is his figure roll. Yeah, he's good. No, he's not. So Eddie and myself are currently failing.
So you both will be shaken, and you have to make a vigor roll or suffer severe nausea and mental shock. That will cause a level of fatigue for the remainder of the encounter.
Okay.
I think I've got one chip left. I'm not going to use it for this.
Okay. All right, Bird, this takes into account the minus four.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you're fine.
Okay.
And how did Young do?
Five, yes.
Okay, so Luke, and if you can also roll for Eddie, both of you need to make bigger rolls.
Yes, the guts roll is Luke.
Bigger is a 10, and his Eddie isn't.
Okay, so Eddie is shaken and fatigued, and you are just shaken.
Okay, I'm shaking.
All right, and now he attacks you while you're shaken. And
so
a 4, which is...
I back thee off with the power of my pagoda stick.
All right, and Sarah, your turn.
Okay, how long would it take me to ready my shotgun?
It's an action, so you're minus two.
Minus two, okay, that's
fine.
So
you're effectively doing two actions on your turn, which makes a minus two for the shooting.
That's okay, we'll take the shot with
You're also shooting into a melee. Keep that in mind.
I am keeping
that. With a shotgun.
With a shotgun loaded with shells with pagoda dirt.
True enough.
And you need to beat his parry, because I think you're close enough that the parry counts. Yeah. So you need to beat a six. You beat a six?
You did. All right, let's see. And shooting into melee.
You need to beat that parry.
That's all.
Yes.
Well, no, you need to beat a person's parry if they're close enough that they could parry it. But if you're shooting into an open melee...
Oh, if you're shooting into a... No. It's if you roll a 1 or a 2 with a shotgun, bad
things happen.
On your shooting die, regardless of the result of the wild die.
Mm-hmm.
So we can't.
If the GM.
Who knows?
So.
So she's good. Yeah, she didn't roll a 2.
3d6 plus an additional d6 plus 2 because race.
Well, it might not be that because that damage is calculated with shotgun rounds.
In this case, it is calculated as a normal shotgun.
Okay, it was just the same.
So, 4d6, and then there's another d6?
No, 4d6 plus 2.
Okay, so 18.
And actually, you still get a plus 2 for the card you played.
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
Damage.
Yeah, so...
So that would give you a 20 damage. Let's see, toughness 8. So what does that put him at? 8, 10.
8, 12... 16, 20. So that's 3. Shaken and 3 wounds off
Shaken
of that.
Shaken and 3 wounds. Okay, so he's not quite incapacitated yet. But, yeah, 3 wounds.
He's not spending any chips. Not that I want him to spend chips, but that's good.
So, let's see. I am going to spend a chip to make a... Because I don't want him... I'm going to spend a chip to go ahead and give him a soak roll now instead of waiting for his fast regeneration. In case... So, vigor, d6, so 6. It only gets rid of 1 wound, so he is shaking 2 at the start of the next round. And Young.
Ah. Yes, this is incredibly silly. I will do this. It is time to grapple him with grappling. I will grab him to stop him from attacking my friend so that they can get in the finishing blows on him.
Oh, and yes, just for the description of Sarah, yeah, the dirt seems to go through him just like buckshot. It sprays to some of your other friends around you, but just being dirt, it doesn't do anything more than sting. And Young, you're going to try and grapple him. So
yep.
It's a strength move.
No, it's an opposed fighting roll.
Okay.
Go ahead, I roll what my fighting is.
Oh,
yeah.
Unfortunately.
Oh, what a shame. All right, then I miss out on that, and he's too wily for me.
Okay, on his turn, he has fast regeneration. Which is enough to get rid of a wound, but he's still shaken. So he will make a spirit roll. Which succeeds, but he can't act. So he still has 1 wound, but he's unshaken. When Eddie comes up, who is shaken, roll Eddie's spirit roll there.
Become unshaken. D8.
D8, yep.
Ooh.
Oh, you can act.
Ah. Grappling, no. Hitting pathetically, yes.
Well, if you're shaken again, it'll help.
So it's a plus 1 at the moment from that.
Ooh, that'll do it. That's a hit and raise.
Okay. What's the strength I've got? D8.
D8, yeah.
D8, D6. With the D8.
He's just swinging his fist. So it's not going to do much. And,
the damage didn't do anything anyway. You can guess what I rolled.
All right, Sarah. Back up to you. You have a double barrel shotgun, right? So you still have 1 shell?
Yep, I still have 1 shell. Okay, so here we go.
Nine meets his parry of 6, so.
Huh? You didn't get a.
Wow.
Right. Oh, whoops. yeah. Right, shaken 3 wounds.
So he's, he already had 1 wound, so that would take him out.
Unless he soaks.
Unless he soaks, yep. And I still have a chip, so yeah, he will try and soak.
Should do. We gave you enough. Yeah. Good enough red chips. If you've still got chips, yeah, keep going.
I have 2 chips left. I don't want him to go out this easy, so yeah, 1 more time. That'll do it.
There you go. That'll do it. So well, soaks 1 wound.
No, that's 1. 8.
Soaks 2 wounds.
Oh, wait. Does he suffer negatives for the wounds, or is he...
He does not suffer the negative.
Then, yeah, that's two wounds he soaks there of the three being dealt. So he gains a wound overall.
So he has two wounds now.
And he's shaken.
And he's shaken. All right. Sarah, they seem to be effective. Unfortunately, you've just emptied your shotgun. And Luke, who is shaken. You can come out, but not act. Close.
Yes. I've only got one chip, so I'm not chipping.
Young.
Woohoo! Look at that. Three redeals for me. Awesome.
And you've now got two people with you, so. Well, you just end this.
Really? You just want me to? Alright. Fine. You just get over it. I will play. Make no mistake. If the creature is an immunity or invulnerability, ignore it.
It says one character. Doesn't it say you have to? It just says one character may ignore. Yep. So you can pick them out.
I assume that cards like this mean the person playing the card. I could be wrong.
Yeah. I'm just going with what the card says.
Yeah, maybe.
So if you want to continue beating
your parents, the glory.
Hey, I tried to let the others do it, but no, they're all too incompetent. Then, I will. Yeah, I'll just unleash my fist. Now, I've got no special move for this exciting combat here. I try not to plunge my fist into its gaping mouth and I find another part of its body to hit. So.
Ooh!
That is horrible. Yeah. I don't like you! I spin the white chip. Back down to only three chips.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. I'll remember to add in the two people who are standing next to me. Because, hey, that'll make a difference.
Look.
Hey, that's just enough.
Yep, just enough to hit him.
So I do just enough to hit him in the face, or in the wherever he is.
You hit him in the vulnerables.
Yep, the vulnerables. With a flaring clout. Oh, that was twice. So, I only got 7 off of that.
7. His toughness is 8.
Yeah, there we go. Then I do not do enough to injure him horribly.
And we're back to Eddie.
Okay, swing and a miss. Or swing and a hit and then completely fail. No, swing and a miss.
Swing and a miss. Its turn. First thing it does is get its fast regeneration. And it heals one more wound, so it's now one wound and shaken. It's going to try to not be shaken. It is
Should
not shaken
fine.
And can act. Sarah, since you've been shooting it with buckshot that it's really not happy with, it tries to leap over and devour you.
Now sing your song.
12, what is your...
Ouch. Parry is 5.
I'm surprised it wants to.
Not a raise. Okay.
You taste weird.
Mm.
10 points of damage.
Ew.
What's your toughness?
Toughness is 5.
So you take 5. Which
that's
is
a shaking on one wound.
Shaking
is a 10.
Okay.
And since you're already dead, nothing further happens. Your turn, Sarah.
So that would be a vigor roll to unshake?
Spirit roll.
Yeah, spirit, sorry.
Okay. Yeah.
Now, you may spend a chip just to be unshaken and can act normally if you wish.
Even a white chip?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to spend it.
Okay, you're not shaking and you can act. What do you want to do?
Okay, because he's right there, I'm going to reverse the shotgun and smash him in the head with it. Not the teeth, but the side of the head.
Yeah. -1 for improvised weapon.
Yeah, unfortunately.
That's really annoying.
And that's a fighting roll?
Yep.
Yes. Oh, well, that'll...
Yeah. With a raise, even.
A raise. Now,
don't worry about the damage. It's going to be enough. Well, maybe it might not. Yeah, go ahead and roll damage. It's a club, which is a d6 plus your strength.
Okay.
Plus a d6 for
the raise, yeah. So 2d6 plus your strength.
Okay. One.
You're doing good as any.
Back. Did y'all see that one?
No. No. Tell us what you got.
That's it's fine. A four.
So five and one more? Or whatever and your strength is?
That's a one. That's a one, so that's six all told.
Yeah, which is not enough to get through his toughness. And Luke?
Oh, Luke, do something.
I continue to stab wildly while saying, where the damn are you, you stupid bird? We need you now. Fighting roll, okay. Move and hit. I care about that if I care about that. Hi, do you like my stabby thing? Oh, it's a pretty neat stabby thing. Let us admire it together.
Right. Yeah, he's leaping around so much now, it's just hard to get a beat on him. And he goes first.
Ooh, and he regenerates.
Yep. Re-roll. Oh, he does not regenerate. So he's not shaken, though, so he still has one wound, and he's going to go after... Actually...
There's two of us right there.
Yeah, there's two of you right there. I'll do even odds. Even it's you. Odds it's Sarah. It's Sarah. So he goes after Sarah.
I am right there as well, although I haven't done
no,
it.
He moved to Sarah.
Oh, okay.
Sarah was away shooting, and I moved to Sarah.
Okay.
And,
so he's going to miss. I'm sure your parry is greater than that.
Yep.
Just barely, but yeah.
Luke.
Stabity stab. Plus that, yeah. Move on. Eddie moves over and tries to... I need to stop rolling.
Back to you.
Right, so everybody is standing next to him now.
Yes. Yep.
All right, well, I run over to him and vault over the other people who are in the way and bring my fist crashing down onto his head. In a spectacular way, as I'm going to do a wild attack at the same time. So, plunging my fist straight down on his head tells me...
Straight down his throat.
Oh my god!
Oh, it's actually still equal to his parry. His parry is six.
They still hit.
Yeah.
What a rubbishy thing. It's like,
you're just trying to avoid the teeth. It's hard to hit his head when it's so small compared to his mouth.
So I plunge my fist deep into Sarah's head and get...
12.
Now, you do have the invulnerability thing, so...
He's now shaken. He has a toughness of 8.
That's shaken wound. He has
another wound.
All right.
Now he's
Sarah.
Really surprised that you could hurt
him. Except minus 12.
That's for the surprise. And Sarah.
Try doing well, things.
Sarah.
Sorry, clubbing's a minus one?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well,
okay.
You're clubbing.
Yeah. Well, and the gang up bonus, which is
and it's plus three, two.
Plus two.
So. The plus gang three. Up bonus is three?
Yes. Yeah, there are three other people around there.
Okay.
Eddie, you.
All right.
Me. Bonus three.
So that's... I'm going to club him again.
Ooh, you do.
Unfortunately, the club can't hurt him any further, so, you know, you actually...
That's with a raise.
Doesn't matter. All it can do is shake him, because it's not a special weapon. And,
okay.
Yeah, removing his weakness only applies to Young. So, yep. You almost break your shotgun, actually, with that much damage against something that doesn't yield.
Wow.
Use the pagoda. Use the pagoda.
Luke.
Ooh, okay. Use the pagoda like this. Well, better than this, because I'm not sure I'm going to hit him. See?
You're right. You don't.
Ow! Ow! That was my face. Stop it.
Can Eddie hit him?
It won't matter, because it can't do any extra damage to him anyway. No.
You can roll exactly the same thing.
Well, with a different dice.
Yeah. Well, there he is, standing there, making a mockery of all of us.
He's bouncing around and just...
yeah, I grab him and slam him down into the ground and then punch him with my other fist. So, basically, I'm attacking with both fists this time.
Because why not? Indeed, why not? He's not okay. He's not targeted me for any attacks, so why not? I mean, it's not likely to change anymore. So, he takes a grab to the face and I slam into the ground with my fist.
Yep.
Hitting a raise.
There we go. And he takes Dragon Extends Claw.
Ooh. Ow. Yeah,
that's 32.
Soak it.
Dragon Extends Claw through chest.
Soak it. Soak the damage.
All right. Well, I do need to figure this out. How many wounds is he's already wounded twice.
So he's got a toughness of 8. So
8, 12, 16, 20, 24, 28, 32.
So
that's 6.
6
more wounds.
Shaken and 6 wounds.
All right. So he's at -6. Okay. He seems to go down, although the body is still moving.
Well,
stab with the pagoda. Stab with the pagoda sticks.
I was going to say, it's like my second fist, as I do, I just hit him again. If that makes no difference to whether he's dead
or alive,
it's fine.
You know what? No, wait. I'm gonna backtrack on this a little bit because of the nature of what your card says specifically. Your fist tears through his body. You find some soft internal organ, and he stops moving. You're splattered with this kind of black ichor all over your fist and clothing.
Take him to the pagoda. That's what we should be freaking doing.
If we had set a fire with the pagoda, we might be able to do it.
It's the middle of the day.
No, he's not an extra. He's a wild card. Otherwise, I would play flesh wound to cause a wounded extra to rise immediately.
Why don't you stop doing things like that?
So we can kill you a second time. All right.
So we're going to cut him up into bits and take the bits up to the pagoda.
I'm actually going to stake him through the heart with a bit of the pagoda.
Oh, wait, look. Young's got his heart in his hand there.
I put it down on the ground so she doesn't spear me as well. Who is covered in Ica? Is that just
you.
Me?
Yeah.
All right, just for the hell of it, I run as fast as I possibly can down to the water to clear it off of me. And I play Spurred On to double my pace for one round, so I get there twice as quick.
Well, you've got, you could go towards the ship. It's equal distance to water either way, so.
Sure, I'll run down to wherever the ship is so that I can tell them, hey, we're not dead either. I'll be back.
Leaving a slick behind
you.
It's nasty. It's warm and slimy and it's viscous. It just doesn't seem to come off.
It reminds me of mother's cooking.
Somehow in the back of your mind you hear, I heard that.
I'd run even faster.
All right. So what do you do with the...
I think we take him up to the pagoda because that's pretty much where her...
I was serious about staking that body with whatever.
Yeah, I'm with you. I just think we also take it up to the pagoda.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. The pagoda, the crow is there.
Ta-da! What does the crow do when it sees the body? See the body?
If you leave the body alone, it will begin to feast on the body.
Fine. Well, I assume the crow is exhibiting signs of possessed intelligence as opposed to just being a crow. Okay. It's a crow.
I got no problem with that, actually.
Yeah.
All right. And, your ship is still waiting. The good gypsy queen was going to, give you the benefit of the doubt and wait till late morning. So you guys are able to get back to the boat. And make your way back to Shan Fan, I would guess.
Yep.
All right. One glyph down, 6 to go.
Wow.
Was there anything else? I mean, now that he is dead,
Can we search the rest of the island just to double check that there's nothing else telling us, hey, go here for the next one?
No, if you want to take the time to search around.
Yeah, and I suspect that Luke will want to see his ghostly sweetheart in the evening. So we might spend another day here on this beautiful, charming island.
All right. But no, you don't find anything further on the island. You can take the rest of the day exploring if you want. If you want a hand, the crew members from the Gypsy Queen will give you a hand if you want to look around. You do find some more graves, but nothing really else on the island. No other structures at all.
One thing we'll do, and this is basically going to be happening off camera because it can't happen on camera, is we'll pop over, get the priest, he'll come over here and start saying prayers all over everyone, then we'll throw him back to the hotel.
Let him pass out a few times and take him back.
Yep. Well, since, you know, they'll probably do with a good, you know, blessing on this place.
Well, I mean, you know that the spirits have not been put to rest, so that would be a good thing to do.
Yeah, that's what it does.
Sounds good then. And we will end it there. Well, one geoglyph done. You actually help the ghosts.
I was going to say, if we are there for the evening, does the ghost turn up and just go, hey, it's all nice now?
She does. Actually, if you do stay the evening, especially if you stay around the pagoda.
Yeah. And the crow doesn't suddenly turn into the wolf, which is what I was expecting. That feasted on the discovered.
Through the night, before the morning comes, she's able to tell you that no one else has been hunted that night. She still can't sense the thing, but with nothing else being attacked, each night someone has been attacked prior to this, and no one has attacked through the night. So she believes that you have done what you said you would do.
Well, the crow ate something.
Yep.
Yeah.
No, the crow is the crow itself is a physical object.
But she was possessing the crow, so she must have somehow. The crow was eating something. I can't tell what.
Yeah. Exactly. So yes, you seem to have solved one problem, and if you do get the priest over here to, reconsecrate the graves, it'll solve another.
I think we do that. We can put that.
All right, so we'll end the adventure there. You got one geoglyph done, so we'll call it 2 experience. It wasn't that
Ding.
Yep. You know what? No, I'll make it 3. I'll give you the full credit for it. This would have been much harder had you not been nice to the woman, or had you not listened to the ghosts or tried to communicate with them. If you tried to do something to them, they would have tried to kill you.
I figured that.
Yep. The woman in particular. if you were anything but courteous to her nasty customer.
I have to say, when it was being described about how she died, etc., I thought it was going to be a weeping widow, I think. It's one of the monsters.
Right, we probably can't see the feet. That'd be quite expected.
So the guy was something called a sin eater.
A sin eater.
Yeah.
It said so on the initiative track.
Yep.
Yeah. I am going to try to make a healing roll on myself.
Are you injured?
Yeah, I am.
Oh, yeah, go ahead. You can. Yeah. Actually, no, it doesn't work that way with you anymore. I forgot about that. Yeah, you feel better once you've had some good meat. good meat. You feel much better.
Aw, damn.
Like that crow or the wolf.
Nah.
Or you.
Then I'll just run down the street to the barbecue place.
this was actually an interesting one. I gave you guys, I went with it for some of the things you came up with that I thought was a good idea, using pieces of the pavilion, the earth that she was buried in. I gave that to you. I figured, yeah, sure. Why not? That could hurt the thing. It's immune to everything except for, being decapitated. which was when you went in and did a headshot, I was going to give you the benefit of the doubt that if you could actually wound him enough to normally kill him, you would decapitate him.
Knocked his head straight off.
Yes, knocked it straight off. Unfortunately, not.
Didn't quite do it.
Didn't quite do it. However, Sarah is pretty damn kick-ass with that shotgun right now.
Yeah.
Smacking things around.
The other thing is, it's able to heal itself even from being dead. If you don't decapitate it, it will rise again the next night.
We decapitated.
Yeah. But not only that, but since Richard played the card that got rid of its vulnerability, it gets rid of the power. So I was willing to say that it wouldn't raise again either because of that.
And not to mention, would be eating the Croatus, and the ghost would be like, just go ahead and kill. Just go ahead and probably do this. slice it. Well, I was going to slice and dice it anyway. So it was down. It wasn't going anywhere.
All in all, pretty good. This was meant to be a fairly short one. It's like 2.5 pages, mostly just detailing the island. There's lots of grave sites. There's lots of opportunities to interact with the ghosts.
Yeah, it felt reasonably simple once we went, hey, there's only one other person on the island. Who could this thing be?
The crow, having suspicions about the crow, could have been something like a red herring. But especially since the first being you meet says don't trust the crow. But
we didn't exactly trust him.
Yeah. Exactly trust, not trust him.
Pretty straightforward. The ghost would have been a nasty battle because you really don't have much that could affect it. Although technically I would say that Young's powers would affect it because you use power points for them. Could affect ghosts.
And you speak Chinese.
Well, the ghosts aren't all Chinese though, is the thing.
Yeah.
They were.
No, but everything. The
woman, yeah. She was nasty.
Was there some way to summon her to this fight that we were doing?
Not really. I was willing. If you wanted to, instead of just yelling crow, get over here. If you're really trying to do something with your beastmaster sort of thing, I would have given it a shot that you could call the crow over.
What about if Jung had sung the song?
That was a nifty idea too. I would have done. It could have acted as a summoning. I was considering that if he had tried it.
Yeah, he didn't try it, but I was just going, So I want something a bit different.
So she is, if you had to fight her.
He didn't want to fight her. Not at all.
Where's the critters list? She is, in fact, a crying ghost. It's only in this book. Let's see.
Otherwise known as, she would have wiped the floor with us.
Deadly hair. She can grapple you, squeeze you to death every round. First squeeze is 2d6. Second squeeze is a 2d6. Third round is 3d6. So every round up to 5d6 of damage by the fifth round.
It paid off to be nice to the ghost that could kill us really, really, really fast.
Ethereal, can't be attacked by weapons. Can only be attacked by magical attacks,
which we are sorely lacking in now that we don't have a priest at the moment.
We're just lucky that. Well, I say we're just lucky in that it would have been quite amusing. None of us had the romance cards to give to me.
That would have been, if I'd had that.
That would have been hilarious.
Oh, that would have been. I would say that you would, for whatever reason to her, you'd be the spitting image of her husband that spurned her.
I love you, I hate you. I love you, I hate you. That could be really bad.
So, where
as
did
a
the guy...
the holy power, so yeah, having the priest would have been really useful.
Where did the guy go at night, then? When we were trying to follow him, where did he head off to?
He went back to his house.
And he was able to sort of spiritually send himself out during the night to attack
things. That's exactly what happens. The other thing that's nasty about him is you guys all stayed together. But if anyone went out individually, he would ambush you. And once he's eaten your soul, he could take on your look. So it's a doppelganger.
Oh, right.
Oh, ouch.
I'd have fun.
Yeah. And it's also the reason why they could never see him. Because every time he ate a soul, for the rest of that day or night until he ate another one, he looked the same as that soul to them. So they could never see him.
Huzzah for being paranoid and chicken shit.
And so understanding troops.
Yeah. It could have been a fairly nasty combat, but you didn't do stupid things, so that
it was nasty enough.
We tried.
Yeah. Yeah, the die rolls almost killed us.
Yeah.
And other than his ability to basically shrug off most damage, he really didn't have much of an attack. His bite really wasn't that bad, nor was his strength in club attack, and that's really all he has. But he could certainly...
Oh, and his eat your soul attack.
Yeah, but he's got to do enough damage with basically just his strength to be able to do you enough wounds to cause you to die, which...
So, how do I get rid of the wound and shaken?
You eat meat. The shaken goes away. I mean, basically, once there's downtime, it's gone. And then the wound is healed the next time you eat flesh.
Ah. Oh, Young, come over here. I'm hungry.
And at this point, all it really reflects for your character is that you're hungry. When you're wounded, you're hungry. And the only thing that satisfies is meat. It doesn't have to be particularly fresh or bloody. It's just meat. I mean, you prefer it. You've got a definite appetite for a rarer the better, but any type of meat will do, cooked or not.
But it's probably the first inkling towards her that something might be wrong here.
Unfortunately, it really wouldn't be.
Of course she feels better after eating. It was just low blood glucose. Yeah, that's it. That gaping wound really wasn't that bad.
Nah.
See, look, you can't even see it now. All right.
I'm surprised that Bornebo or the other one didn't say anything about her when she came back and she was dead. They didn't say, oh, sorry about that. It's the kind of thing I would have expected them to know. Hey.
Well, apparently it's not easy to see the risen like that. You have to be specifically looking for it. And, to be honest, she was distracted, having been tortured continuously for days and having her finger lopped off,
But we're the PCs. Pay attention to us. We're more important than you.
All right, so you have one more geoglyph close where you already know where it is.
Yeah.
It's just going to go in there and come out again, really.
Yeah, that'd take 5 seconds. We don't need to spend a whole session on it.
Yeah, we can dare each other to run in there as quickly as possible. Go on, go on, just cut your hand, run in there, slam it on there, and get back out again before the thing grabs you.
Wah! Smack!
But yeah, because you definitely have suspicions that the Guardian has reformed.
Oh, yeah, we sort of have.
So, yeah. We made it happen before we left the place.
Mm-hmm.
And, we gave it the power crystal back.
Although we did cover it over, so...
They don't say it overtly in the book, but as far as I can tell by reading between the lines is that she was the guardian of that glyph because she died as the earthquake happened. The glyphs were formed as the earthquakes happened.
All right. Okay. Yeah,
so I kind of see that she was the guardian of the glyph.
If the glyphs were formed as the earthquake happened, then there would only be a post-quake map.
Good point.
So the continuity error that you were talking about earlier might not be so.
Well, some serious metagaming there.
It's up there with the fact that Perdition calls itself that because of what happens after the battle at Mos Angles.
Also, I don't think they come out and say it in this book, although they probably do in the Raven book that comes out after this one. But I get the idea that the glyphs were used to create the quake, and Raven did it. And that's why the Indians know about them. Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I wonder why they want.
Alright, so, okay, let me stop the recording here. So say goodnight, everybody.
Goodnight, everybody. Goodnight.
Music in this podcast was created by Kevin MacLeod. More great music can be found at his website at incompetech.com. If you enjoy the show, we would love to hear from you. You can find links to our public forums, the software that we use, and other information at our homepage at bluemagic.com. That's BLUMAGIK. Reviews on iTunes, recommends at rpgpodcasts.com, and email to steamsteelmurder@gmail.com are also appreciated. Thank you for listening.